Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Press 1, and I'm going to definitely let you on air, and
we're going to get this popping. I want to let everybody know that I'm not opening up BTR chat room. I have my own chat room. Go to phonefantasyradio.com and click on the Honey Sweet chat. I'm in there. Shout out to the people that's in there with me, listening, tuning. The play is already up there. It should start playing at the bottom of the page. If it doesn't, just press play or refresh your page. And let's get it started. Let's get it popping. All right. So, first of all, a very, very awesome shout out to all the callers that tuned in last week. We had over 140 tuned in live from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. last Tuesday for the debut of the Honey Sweet. And to me, that is freaking awesome. Okay, shout out to the Swing City chat, swingcity.ning.com, Trinity Blake. All them peoples over there, they was definitely calling in, keeping me company. Shout out to my other honeys out there, Buddha and Sean repping BBW and, you know, John. Everybody that normally comes and check me out on a Tuesday night, they definitely slid through and showed me some love. So that is definitely, definitely what's popping. Like, that is A-okay with me. And you know, we had over 300 downloads the last time I looked. Come on, like, that's freaking awesome. I've been working very hard for the last couple of days trying to get everything in order and situated and just cohesive. You know, we do Swing a State of Mind on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. We got the Honey Sweet at 9 p.m. We got another show starting real soon, hopefully on Thursday. You know, so I just want everything to be like a well-oiled machine. So I've been working hard to make sure that happens. And so far, so good. So far, so good. We're doing a very awesome job. You know, shout out to the Team Fantasy and, you know, everybody that's just really been stepping up to the plate, you know, and if I ask them for something, they're coming through for it, you know. So a few things was baffling me this weekend. And, you know, I'm up late nights, you know, normally I fall asleep early, then I'm up all night or something like that. So, you know, so a few things was bothering me, and I was actually posting on my page indirect messages, so to speak, you know, just, you know, listen, folks, this, and this, and this, and this, you know, so that's what I was doing. And, you know, people was feeling some type of way, and my thing is, if it doesn't apply, then let it fly, just let it go, you know. And, I was added to this brand new group. I'm not going to put the name out there. It's a Facebook adult group, sex group or whatever. And when I first got in there, you know, it's Titty Tuesday, you know, and I'm all about titties. So being the awesome person that I am, I posted a titty pic. You know, my love, I was biting on them, okay, you know, and I said what I said. However, I also posted, like, different, you know, chat topic questions and things like that. Then, maybe a couple hours later, I got a friend request from a few of the members that was in the group. And one was from, like, Canada. The other one was from, like, Mississippi. So the first thing they sent me once I accepted their friend request, because, you know, I can't say it. The first thing they sent me was saying how sexy I am, they love my body, you know, and I made their dick hard. And I'm like, okay, it's a sex group, understandable. And then the conversation went on. And it was like, love to come for you or with you, wish I was eating that pussy now, love eating pussy. Another guy said, what did he say? He said, something of the longs, let me suck your pussy dry, and then let swallow your cum, and all that stuff, right? And I'm like, all right, I need to go put a PSA in the group. you know, because I'm like, it's one thing to be in a group and you're saying stuff. It's another thing when you hit me up privately. And I'm like, okay, you know, now you're taking it from its place. That was my rational thinking. However, I had to go and hurry up and delete that picture. One, I know that it was a violation of Facebook rules. Don't get me wrong. I know that. You know, I just wanted to be with the cool kids. Anyway. But there's a thing that happens to me. I don't know if it happens to all the women. I don't know what else. I care about anybody else. But there's a thing that happens to me. To me, it's like every time I say no to a guy, then there's this moment of insanity they go through. And I'm just not understanding what it is. But there's this moment of insanity. I don't care if it's online. I don't care if it's over the phone. I don't care if it's in person. There's a tad bit of insanity when I, this 400-pound black woman, tells you no. The man gets a moment of insanity, and then all of a sudden, I'm a whore. I'm a fat bitch. I'm the ugliest person in the world. I probably stink. I got this going with me. You're cock out it anyway. You're ugly. You're sweaty. You're nasty. Like every insult they can possibly think of at that brief moment, it just falls out their mouth. Just falls out their mouth. And it's just like it just spills out their mouth. And I'm like, really? And like, you know, it catches me off guard. It really do. I should be used to this now, but I'm really not, because it's like you came to me and you was telling me how much you loved me. You loved my body. You loved the fact that I was confident with myself and sexy with myself, and I was doing my thing, and I wasn't afraid to tell you. You was giving me all these compliments, and then in a minute, as you say no, it's like they find every type of insult to just bleh out their mouth, and it just spills out their mouth. I mean, it's like back to back, back to back, back. Like, how do you even think that quick? You know, like, you fat bitch, you this, you that, you black whore, da 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 da. You everything under the sun. Everything under the sun. And I'm like, well, nobody likes rejection. Understandable. I don't like rejection. Understandable. However, I'm not responding like that when somebody tells me no. I'm not saying, well, your dick stink anyway. It's probably a little. Your balls are shriveled up, and you don't even look that good. I don't do that when a dude tells me no. I say, okay, well, thank you for your time, and I'm out. But these dudes, they be going in. Like, I told them that they mamas suck dick for 25 cents or something like that. Like, they be going in. Like, I really did insult them. So it made me come up with this show, The Sensitive Side of Men. Because my thing is, men, in my opinion, y'all can call me if I'm wrong, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one, and I'm going to let you on, and you can comment on anything that I'm saying. In my opinion, men do not know how to handle their feelings. They don't. Because when it comes to a situation, okay, let me take that back. Not men. I'm going to say some men. How about that? Because I know y'all going to get me on that. Men, I don't know how to. Yeah, y'all going to get me on that. So let me cut that part and let me insert some men don't know how to handle their feelings and wear their feelings on their sleeves. However, my thing is, they're not using common sense. Because if you're talking to me and we're out in public or wherever it is that you tried to holler, quote-unquote, me at, if we're out there and you see me and you try to holler at me and you telling me all these good things, and then in the next breath, as soon as I say, no, I'm not interested, and you go off, you don't know who's watching you. Or listening to you, for that matter. You know, and it's all about how you carry yourself. Now, it's one thing when I was in high school elementary school, whatever the case may be, and you did something like that. But now we're grown. I'm like 30-something. I'm like getting into my 30s. Like, I'm like going into, like, and by the way, my birthday is 29 days away. Oh, excuse me, 30 days away for anybody that cares. Anyway, you're into your 30s, and they still doing the same shit. So I'm not man bashing tonight. Believe me, I'm really not. The numbers is open, and you can call in, and you can give me your 2 cents and let me know. But men can be very, very sensitive. Now, I'm talking to some females, and you know, you always having some type of discussion or something like that. You know, the first thing they say is like, "Oh, I want my man to be sensitive," and I'm like, "What does that mean, really, men? If a woman says, well, I'm looking for a man that's sensitive, how do you take that? What does that mean?" Everything has a happy medium. Everything has a balance. Really, ladies, when you say you want a sensitive man, what does that mean? Men, when you hear, oh, I want a sensitive man, what does that mean to you? Give me a call, 805-830-8320. Press the 1. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I see y'all. The lines are open. I'm going to go to this first caller because I already know who he is. And I miss him. So I'm going to go to this first caller, and then we're going to come back and chat some more. But let me go to this first caller from Columbus, Ohio, because I already know the 614. What's going on, Sugar Lips?
What's up?
Huh.
I was kind of listening to what you were talking about. You know, like if somebody says no, they should have common sense to respect a person's right. And I've seen some of the things on Facebook that you're talking about, and I hope they're listening, because in my case, if they can't respect a person's right, they should just fuck off.
Right.
And,
totally agree with you.
I mean, a person being sensitive, I mean, I'm sensitive to a woman's needs, but no means no. If she says no, you should respect that lady's rights.
Right. So,
you know,
what does that mean to you, I'm sensitive or being sensitive? What's your definition of that?
Having a little bit of manners, caring for somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean you're gay. Shit, hell.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I've had a couple of requests on them adult groups, and basically it's a joke. You know, they don't want you to post any pictures, but I checked a couple out, and it's like, what the hell? This is supposed to be Facebook.
Don't get me wrong. We going in on the Facebook groups. I mean, each their own.
Yeah, but
that's,
you know, you can take
it
a little bit. Look
they
at
go,
it this
they
way.
Go each their own. You know, you get in there, you want to
have
a little
fun.
A lot
of people
can't
handle.
You want to show your little self, but you
yeah,
know,
a lot
at the
of
same
people
token,
can't self,
do I really
strong,
cannot
confident woman either?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But some
right.
people can be. Now I'll say it like it is. If somebody can't respect a person's rights, I hope it don't offend them, but they can f off. I mean, I don't like shit like that.
Pretty much. Well, John, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller because the line just lit up all of a sudden. 347 is in the building. I don't like that. What's going on, 347-0459? You're on the air. State your name and where you're calling from.
Well, I ain't about to state my name because I don't really have to do that.
No, you don't have to do that, sir.
I don't have to do that at all, and I'm calling
no.
out of Brooklyn. And I'm calling out of Brooklyn, so you already know how that goes down.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
Even though you're not awesome, but happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, I had to tune in, show some love, real quick. But in regards to See, the I want a sensitive man is a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
What it really means is I want a man that when I'm being soft and mushy and overly sensitive, oftentimes that occurs a 7 to 9 day period out of every calendar month, and I'm sappy and sorry with it. and I'm crying at Snuggle Fabric Softener commercials that I want him at that time to be equally as sappy. And the reason why I say that is, have a situation where a brother really has a sensitive moment, mm-hmm. and you get a sideways screw face look from a woman that she may verbally say it or not, but the mm-hmm. body language is man up, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really telling me is you want a double standard. You want mm-hmm. me to be soft when you're feeling soft, but mm-hmm. when you're not feeling soft, you know, you expect me to go back to being, you know, granite, concrete, marble. That's what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Or the
mm-hmm.
flip to that, that's how I feel when I hear a woman say that.
Right.
And I got to be honest, I've yet to be proven wrong. That's first of all. But just being sensitive, I mean, first of all, people don't think men are sensitive. And I'm almost willing to bet somebody else's mortgage that men are equally as, if not more, at given times, sensitive than women. But unfortunately, in our society, the way we brainwash men from the time that they're little boys is that you got to man up at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I often tell people, you have two children, fallen skin they need, same age, same time. Little girl is going to get babied.
Mm-hmm.
Little boy is going to get...
brush it off. Right.
Yeah, suck it up, man up. He may get babied for a minute, but then
mm-hmm.
suck it up and man up. So now, mm-hmm. it's my whole entire prepubescent, pubescent, adolescent, preteen, teen years are
mm-hmm.
spent being told there is no equality, you got to man up. Then
right.
what do you expect when I become an adult male and you upset because I'm angry? And why are you so angry? And why you don't talk? And why you don't share your feelings? Because for 18, 19 years,
mm-hmm.
I've been programmed I've been desensitized. Now all of a sudden, out of the blue, you want me to be sensitive.
Right.
So that's a problem. Not just in our society, in all societies,
mm-hmm.
and that's not fair.
Right. Totally agree. I can't even be mad at you on that one.
You
made some very interesting points on that.
You couldn't be mad at me anyway, but you know,
right?
I love you
know,
I love you too, Crushy.
Right. You get me all giddy when you call.
Stop that. Well, listen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm humbled, and I'm gonna go back to this dinner that I just cooked and continue
okay.
to listen and continue to listen.
Okay.
Later.
Thank you so much, sir. That's gonna be Mr. Anonymous for tonight. You're tuned into the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts, and we're talking about what is your definition of a sensitive man. When you say that, ladies, definitely want to hear from you. Gentlemen, I also want to hear from you. We've already gotten two down. I'm going to take one more call before I go to my break. I see I have the 2310328. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mira. I'm calling from Muskegon, Michigan.
Michigan in the building. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I just wanted to make a comment on the fact of men not wanting you to tell them no.
Uh-huh.
Do you kind of feel, us being heavy-set women, that they feel like we should not tell them no because we should be lucky that they're asking
mm-hmm.
or that they want to be with us?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're the bottom of the barrel or something?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they want to treat us like that when we say no, because it puts a question in their mind. If I can't get her, who can I get?
Now we're talking about your ego.
Right.
Now we get to the realm, we're talking about your ego, and that's why I mentioned it, that's why I stated the way I stated, like, you know, this big old black 400-pound woman is actually telling you, nah, I'm good, not interested, you don't float my boat. You know, and that's, like I said, doesn't matter if you're on the line or if you are, you know, in person. You know, they, like, this, that is a situation. And my thing is, once again, you know, I don't know what she did to you. I don't know what this other person did to you, this woman, and I don't know what woman let you do this where you feel like you can just approach me any type of way, regardless of my size. That's what I'm not understanding. Like, I'm telling you no for a reason.
Right.
And you know, I'm not telling you no because I want to be mean or, you know, whatever, but you turning me off. Like, that's it. That's the bottom line. You turned me off. Or I'm not attracted to you in that manner. You know, and my thing is, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And it's not because I'm a big woman. It's because the pickings are slim. And, you know, then it doesn't matter if you, oh, well, you know, I got my standards. Listen, you need to be basketball height, football physique, and you need to have Wall Street money. Okay, that's my preference. If you ask me what I want, then I'm going to tell you, yeah, that's what I want. But then I also know I need to be realistic. That's not, you know, something that, you know, every day that's happened, because I'm not on Wall Street and I don't look like a cheerleader and I don't, you know what I mean? And I don't handle my business like that. You know what I mean? So I got to be realistic with myself. And I think me being realistic is I'm looking for somebody else that's going to be realistic. So if you come at me, I want to suck your uterus from your pussy hole. No, sir. No, no. Time out. No, I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good. And you know what, man? Can I just say this? It's not the fact that we don't like sex and we don't want sex or we don't want to have a one-night stand or whatever. We want to experience those things too. But it's all about finesse. You know, just because I want to go to the mall don't mean I have to sit up there and tell you, oh, I want to go to this store, that store, this store, that store. I don't have to do that. Just say, oh, okay, I want to go out. I want to go to the mall. You know? I mean, anyway, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Really do
appreciate it. I see we got one more caller because, you know, always gotta get to the callers. 708-2206. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Hey. Hey. Oh, my God. I heard somebody say something, and I've been on talk show, so I was like, wait, did somebody say something? Was that a man?
No, I'm not a man.
No. Whatever said that. Hi. So, like, I've had a man who told me he could make curtains, and that kind of turned me off.
He can make
and
curtains?
And I guess that was, yeah, he made curtains, so, you know, I guess that was his sensitive side.
Wait,
and that turned me off.
First, wait, because you threw me off for a minute. First,
yeah,
what's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm softly spoken. I'm calling from Chi City, Chicago. And I'm just going to get into it. Sensitive to me, I don't want you to be hard all the time. You know, I was listening to the guy, and he said, when you're so used to it, I mean, that's just, you know,
part of your
who
makeup.
You become, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to be hard all the time. You ain't got to wake up hard, okay? You don't have to be hard all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are some times in our life where we just have to bring that down a notch.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't want you to be extra sensitive either, you know. Because when you battling in this world and trying to live in a world that's tough, you know, it's a time and a place when you must bring certain sides of yourself out. And it's okay to be who you are. You have to know who you are. Every male has a sensitive side. Whether they like it or not, rather they were programmed to, you know, to be hard, they still have a side in themselves where it is sensitive. But it's just a time to know when to be and not. Know who you with. Just knowing yourself and your partner and who you feel comfortable with is all about how things work out for people. That's just how I look at it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is the definition of a sensitive man? A man, to me, who is sensitive is one who takes things too personally, even though I might make a joke, you know. I'm talking about a joke that's not really attacking you, but it's just, you know, a small joke, and everything is, like, a problem for you. You know, like jokes, you know. And then a sensitive man can be a hard man, too, you know.
Right.
One who got a chip on his shoulder all the time. To
mm-hmm.
me, you know, that's sensitive. Like, everything I say is, oh, it's a problem, or, oh, what you mean? It's a confusion. A sensitive man don't have to be the ones who are whiny. You know, it's just so many definitions, but to me it's just one who don't know himself, don't accept himself for who he is, and allows so much of the world to come into his life and change his emotional state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, softly spoken. That was well put.
Mm-hmm.
At this current time, folks, I just wanted to remind you that you are listening to the, I was going to say my old show name. Scratch that. You're listening to the Honey Sweet with LaCrush Hearts. It's Tuesday night. We already getting into the topic. Had some wonderful callers. Appreciate the love and the support. Right now, I'm going to get into my playlist, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to take some more callers and get some more definitions of a sensitive man, because that's what we're talking about tonight, the sensitive side of men. Ladies, if you have a situation or a story that you want to share, feel free to call in and let us know, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I do have the chat room open at phonefantasyradio.com. Just go to phonefantasyradio.com and click on the link. There we go. I'm all over the place right now. Please bear with me. All right. So let me go into my break because I'm feeling some type of way.
Get out, baby. certified quality. That the girl I'm needing a cry for every day without apology. Without apology. But the right way, that's my policy. Yeah, right. Stand up all up like Beyonce. Here's one set. This a dirty ass. Dirty ass. Yo. Dirty ass. Yo. Dirty ass. Yo. Beyonce. Sing it out.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind. You fulfill my fantasy.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
Come on, girl, tell me what's the deal.
I think about you all the time. I see you in my
dreams.
Oh, my baby's my baby girl. Yes, no, cut me so good, baby. Oh, I'm so wrapped up in your love. Let me go. Let me breathe.
Yo, yo.
Sing
that ready for really get to life. Tell me all about the things where you were fantasized. I know you dig the way my step, the way my make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come to me in at the night, I'll make her get it amplified. But I'll keep run the ship and I'll go slip and I'll go slide. In other words, the love I got to give it certified. For give it the toughest, let's get started for my world.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time.
Together is a rock that girl. I found it on in a your drop top girl. In a stop shop girl. Little more than just the one rock that world. Is a top top girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. I found it on in a your drop top girl. In a stop shop girl. Little more than just the one rock that world.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind. You feel my fantasy.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time. I see you with my dreams.
You don't know
what I'm saying.
Come on, girl, tell me what you
think. I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
Ata ata anaya. Ata ata anaya. I know you gon' like it. I know you gon' like it.
I'm stepping up.
Ata ata anaya.
I'm stepping up.
Ata ata anaya. So don't you fight it.
Okay, there I go. Beyonce featuring Sean Paul, Baby Boy, and before that, new joint by R. Kelly, Feeling Single. And you are currently tuned into The Honey Suite. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, your hostess for tonight. And our topic is talking about the sensitive side of men. That number to call in, to chime in, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. We're also in the chat room at www.fullfantasyradio.com. I also want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Ace B, Softly Spoken, a few anonymous people that's in the chat room right now. And I'm going to bring in my next caller, who's actually the SSOM co-host with myself out of Dallas, Texas. It is Miss Trinity Blake. And the crowd goes wild. Oh.
What's going on?
I told you my airport story now. Don't hype my head up.
No, I don't think you got to the airport story. Did you?
No. I was, hello. Thank you for having me on the Honey Suite.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you hyped me up. I went to the airport. My homegirl was dropping me off. And I was like, hello, you missed an exit arrival. She was like, bitch, you are departing. I was like, oh.
Wow.
She was like, you think so highly of yourself. I was like, hello, arrivals. You haven't arrived anywhere. You leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show about sensitive men.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this whole thought, you know, what I was going to say, but I'm listening to everybody's definition, and it kind of matches, you know, there are so many different sides when you say a sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people sometimes want to put a negative brand on it. It can be a good brand as well. My
right.
thing is, I don't care if the guy is sensitive. It's what triggers the sensitivity that I have a concern with.
Oh.
You know, do you get sensitive because there's another male around? Because that's some gay shit. You know, do you get sensitive and defensive when you feel threatened? You know, and take it too far? Because it's the sensitive guy, more like the scary guy, that get in trouble.
Right.
You know, how sensitive are you? You know, what are your levels? Can you handle things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have that guy that, like, I know some of the hardest men, but you let them see a girl cry and they break down. They can't help it. They hate to see a woman cry. So there's so many different levels, but, you know, when I think of a sensitive guy, I have to be truthful, when you made the talk show topic, when I think of a sensitive guy, I'm not thinking necessarily gay. I'm just thinking like a punk, you know?
Just
that
okay.
fragile kind of, I need you to pull it together, you know, kind of like that
right.
guy. And you hate to miss in, you know, depression and things of that sort because it's really different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's that person, male or female, that's all caught up in their feelings.
Right.
And then now I'm still thinking, is it sensitivity or are you just being self-centered?
Right. So my next question, I agree with you saying. So my next question was something you touched on a bit, was when we get sensitivity confused with having low self-esteem or depression or, you know, when we don't know any other way to put it but the fact that you're being sensitive. And it could be, you know, you going through something personally and you done got your feelings all into it, you know.
Oh,
and I said something to trigger you, and now you're just going off. Now, I'm not saying being sensitive where you're going crying, but like Soft Spoken said, you could be sensitive and then turn into have a real aggressive response to something that really wasn't that serious at all. Like, you know, I'm not ill. I'm not being ill towards you or anything like that. So why would you blow up like that? Why would you get all up in your feelings like that? Interesting.
Mm.
805-830-8320. Press 1. Join the conversation. So the next part of my sensitive side of men, because, you know, I think it has many parts to it, like we said, but my thing is, if a guy is sensitive and he does share his feelings and he is in touch with himself and he's confident as well as being in touch with himself, and he does approach some of these, and there's some of these women out here that really do, and some of these men that look down on that. You know, they like, you know, you need to man up, you need to do this, you need to do that. But yet, you know, if he was any type of way, and this especially in like you said, if the situation calls for me to be emotional or it calls for me to actually be concerned, and I am, why am I getting, you know, the screw face at this very moment? You know, why am I getting that man up, you know, like this nigga here, and you suck your teeth? So, like, that's my question for the ladies, because I know all of us know some women, and we look at them like, lady, really? Like, he didn't do nothing. It's just in the wrong, you know what I mean? The wrong side of, wrong time, I guess, wrong side. Anyway, 805-830-8320. I know some women out there that are just giving us a bad name altogether, really, so. Trinity, what about you? I know you have some girlfriends or some women you come to.
I'm sitting here thinking about sensitive men. I'm like, you know,
right.
Grown man stuck in his thumb. Like, why are you stuck in your thumb?
I see some women like that, too.
I know, but right now we talk about the men. They're like, why are you stuck in your thumb? I mean,
yeah.
Stomach immediately.
Maybe that's their blankie.
But that's a comfort zone for them. They can't help it. Most people that suck their thumb, they still do it as adults. My niece told me, she's 8. She was like, I just don't let anybody see me do it, TG.
Mm-hmm.
So she sucks her thumb in secret.
That's all. I got to show something all by itself. Those things we do behind closed doors.
I had a sensitive boyfriend, and he was sensitive. He was very sensitive. Like, I guess I call him sensitive because I was a dominant person in the relationship. So I had to be cautious of what I said and how I said it, because he would get all caught up in feelings hurt. And
being dominant in a relationship. Interesting.
Because he was so sensitive. He never wanted to take initiative and do anything.
Oh, he was scared.
Scared? I mean, are they scared, sensitive, insecure? Where do the lines cross at?
Scared, sensitive, insecure. Wow.
Where do the lines cross at? It's like,
Well, I guess it depends on the situation. Scared, sensitive, insecure. I guess it really do depend on the situation. Certain things, like, I can't control any of those things. But if you don't communicate, then I'm going to have to assume these things. And I think that's where it all boils down to. It's like, you know, communication. You can be hard. You ain't got to cry at the Snuggles commercial or anything like that. But I think the bottom line is when you communicate to me. You know, you can come home from a day's work and be like, you know what, I had a long day at work. It was this, this, and this, and this, and this. And, you know, and how was your day? You know, like, that is being considerate and I think sharing your feelings. And that's part of you being sensitive, where you know that you need that interpersonal communication with your loved one. I'm not saying you need to be out in public in the middle of the street boo-hooing or nothing like that, or complaining or nothing like that, but every now and then, I think that's part of being a sensitive person, because everybody is sensitive. We all have many sides to our personality. I think that's what it is, too. You know, we all have different sides to our personality, and it's just like, you know, what are you going to share? Am I just going to see this one side of you? You know, the happy-go-lucky side, or the mean, pouting face side, or, you know, am I only supposed to see those one side of you? I think that's the situation right now.
Mm. I think you've seen all my sides, like, within a one-minute span.
Let me get it all out right now.
I'm going to sleep now. But you're right, people, if they talk about it more, then you'll know. I mean, when I approach you with conversation, say, you know what, right now, you know, if you know how you feel, and if you're really in touch with how you feel, before you start a conversation with someone, especially if it's someone that you're interested in, let them know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can explain, that can, you know, stop a whole bunch of confusion. And without you saying something that's going to, you know, dig a deeper hole.
Different strokes with different folks.
I'm working on my interpersonal skills. I'm working on it.
You are? And what's the first step in working on that?
Admitting that I have a problem.
That would be the first step in doing that, right? Just admit
right.
I have a problem.
I mean, I usually know what I'm talking about, and I usually know what I'm doing. But the problem is I communicate, but number one, I'm not communicating effectively.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not building strong bonds with people. And that's an eternal error. Like, even with you, like, it was rough in the beginning. I had to reprogram myself because I would go in and sabotage it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just happens to have a really tough layer. And you're like, okay, Trinity's special.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Softly Spoken in the chat room. The lines are open, so if you feel like you want to call back in and join in the conversation, you sure can. 805-830-8320. Just press 1, and I'll let you back on. So,
would you date a sensitive man?
Huh?
Would you date a sensitive man? Have you ever dated a sensitive man? I mean, have you ever been with a guy and you're like, wow, you are sensitive?
No. Yes. But no. Because it wasn't that they were.
You haven't dated one, but you would.
Huh?
You haven't dated one, but you would.
I haven't dated one, but I would. Because I know me personally, I am sensitive. I'm a sensitive person. I can dish it all day long, but I can't take it. I ain't built for it. I ain't about that life. Don't give it to me. I can't take it. But I learned techniques that I use to max certain stuff. So, you know, you wouldn't know that you made me feel some type of way. Because what I do is I shut down. When you give it to me raw like that, I shut down. I'm done. I don't want to talk no more. I don't want to do anything. I'm slowly, it's over for me. It's over for the situation. So, and when I get like that, you done struck a nerve. You know, you done felt some type of way. So, and I'm the jolly, you know, I'm the jolly go person. I'm the ha, 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 laughing at everything and just having a jolly old time. But, you know, everybody, I don't know. It depends. It's, you know, it's one thing to be a sensitive man. It's another thing to be a crybaby, or, you know, just a little too aggressive and We got another call from the 347-6239. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Brick from Brooklyn.
Oh, Brick from Brooklyn. Hi, Brick from Brooklyn.
How are you guys this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just listening to the wonderful program this evening about sensitive men.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, you know, chime in a little bit on the topic. I mean, I have dated men, sensitive men, from sensitive boo-hoo-hoo to sensitive, mm-hmm. you can't say nothing to them sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everything you say gets them hot under the collar sensitive. So, I mean, it's just so many different shades of sensitive. You know, when you think about it, I mean, they say that women, we're this way, we're that way, we're this way. Men are the same way when it comes to being sensitive. A lot of them are not going to tell you that. You know, there's some guys that you just can't say nothing to, because either you say something to them, it's looked at as you're picking a battle, you know? And, you know, you got some that are just very, you know, you say something to them and they look like it's the end of the world, you know, like you give them a little criticism. And they're like, oh, God, does this mean it's over? Are you leaving me?
Somebody,
I'm not good enough for you. You know, you have some of that paranoid sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you say we want a sensitive man, I think that, you know, the statement is so general that I think that, you know, a lot of guys take it to mean that we want a sucker. It's not that we want a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to be with someone they can totally dominate. I mean, everybody, I think that everybody on some level wants to be with somebody that can, you know, give them a little bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that, I mean, somebody that can give them a run for their money. Nobody wants to be 100% pushover, be with 100% pushover person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody likes to have a little challenge every now and then. But I think that, you know, guys need to get off that statement where they think that, oh, you're trying to turn me into a sucker, you know, or think that sensitive is something bad to me. It's not, you know. It's just another one of those personality traits. I mean, it's not something that, you know, should be ran from. I mean, I don't know why, you know, the whole topic is just, the whole dynamic is funny to me when guys say, you know, you call them sensitive, they get upset. They call
mm-hmm.
us sensitive all the time. But
mm-hmm.
they blame it on, you know, top of the month and all this other stuff. You know, what about their top of the month? You know?
Right.
That's just, I don't know, my opinion on it, I guess. I mean, you're never going to please everybody. They always going to have something to say. But I think that comment that Mr. Anonymous made earlier,
mm-hmm.
Who was on, was basically kind of said it all. But he said, you know, basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, but I don't want to reiterate the whole thing. But I think
right.
he was on point with exactly what he said
mm-hmm.
about male and female and sensitivity. And, you know, by the
right.
way, that's who I think
we growing up.
If that's who I think it was, I think he just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday, Mr. Anonymous.
Anonymous,
right. That's who I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I knew I recognized something. Okay, I got it.
Can I just make a comment before I go on my next break? I just want to say to everybody that's tuning into BET, y'all are not about that life. Bottom line, that's it. y'all need to go run and get your life and get off of Facebook with these BET. I don't even know what the fuck it is. Y'all need to just get over it because y'all
Why
have not been supporting BET. Now they got them a little show. No, it was on everybody tuned in like that's the hottest thing popping. Fuck out of here.
What's on BET?
It's not the Grammys, nigga. It's not the Grammys. I don't know. I don't know. The BET Awards, BET something. They doing something on there and they got everybody up there and everybody's Facebooking
that shit
right now.
As I heard, they wrote those scholarships.
Look, you got me by the time
I'm
on BET.
No.
Right, everybody done hung up, and everybody on BET right now. Y'all suck. So y'all going to leave me like that? Yeah, not about that life. Well, folks, this is the time of the night where I introduce my latest segment, my newest segment, I should say, to the Honey Suite. This is a segment where I just give you tips, tricks, and whatever else I feel like giving in the middle of the show. And this is called The Honey Laws. So on that note, I'm play that, get into my song set, and then we're going to come back. You are tuned into The Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts right here on Phone Fantasy Radio.
A special announcement from LaCrush Hearts.
This is the Super Fluffy Flirt with the Honey Laws. Do's and don'ts of dating 101. Do try to always look your best and be punctual. Showing up late or looking messy gives the impression that you don't care. And if that's the case, why go out with this person in the first place? Don't call, text, or email someone you've just started seeing more than once a day unless they reply or in the event of an emergency. Desperation and instability are major turnoffs. Do try to enjoy yourself on dates. Yes, finding your soulmate is serious business, and it can sometimes even be a scary endeavor. But keep in mind, this is supposed to be fun. Don't check out other people when you're on a date, ever. This is just tacky. You may think you're subtle, but while you're scoping the cutie in the corner, your date will be headed for the door. extend your partner the courtesy of concentrating solely on them while you're with them. Do plan ahead. Dating is a creative diversion that requires concentration and energy. So make arrangements ahead of time and let your date know you put some thought into the evening. Don't date the kind of people who've hurt you in the past. Many of us are attracted to people who are bad for us, but it's important to break these patterns and seek out healthy relationships with matches who won't demean you or make you feel bad about yourself in any way. And lastly, have fun and good luck. This has been So Sweet Service Announcements from the Honey Suite.
Time, but they say, they say, that the beat makes sense. I'm in a day.
Welcome back to the Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts. And I finally did my first volume, I should say, of the Honey Laws. And I need some feedback. So I'm going to bring back Miss Blake out of Dallas, Texas. Miss Blake, what do you think of the Honey Laws?
I have to go back and listen to the one you were saying about when to text message.
Uh-huh.
Like if you've seen that person every day.
Mm.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one. I was like, wait, I missed it.
Well, basically what that one said. Say that mad slow.
That one. And you were saying, you know, how to look neat and...
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one for me, looking.
Right. It said, don't call, text, message, or email someone you've just started seeing more than once a day unless they reply or in the event of an emergency, like you don't want to be desperate or thirsty. It's a major turnoff.
That's so true. There's no other way to really work around that.
Mm-hmm.
I met people that done that. You meet them, everything's cool, and, you know, you get that good morning message. Like, oh, good morning. And then it's, what you doing? Nothing. You kind of stop responding.
One word
response. You send me a picture?
Right.
No. Not sending you a picture.
Yeah, like, they be going in, though. Like, dudes, I don't... As far as I'm concerned, the dudes, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just the dudes I'm bumping into. Maybe I need to get offline and go sit in a park somewhere. Then I'm going to get a weirdo. But that's another story.
So you think being in the park aren't online?
Huh?
Like, I would only talk to somebody that's completely disconnected from the Internet.
Oh, boy. Then you're really going through something, man. Because then when they finally get on there, or they come by and they see my computer, it's a wrap.
I know a guy who isn't online.
Uh-huh.
But he's married.
Those be the ones. That's another show topic.
Right. I was like, so you don't have Internet or anything? And, you know, he was the right level of sensitive, and he just seemed so great all the time, whatever. He was married, so... Mm-hmm. What honey law number is that?
We didn't even get there yet. But believe me, I'm getting there. I'm going to get there. Right now, we're about that single life.
Gosh.
Right now, we're talking about that single life. I haven't even gotten that far yet. This is the second installment of this Honey Suite. We got three more to go. I had listed all my little features and things like that. Shout out to the chat room. We had Neil Carla in there, Softly Spoken, some anonymous people, a lot of anonymous people. Al, shout out to the chatty. So people are getting my texts. Making sure y'all see my posting.
The BET Wars is off. The war show is off, though.
The war show is off.
Yeah.
Somebody came in like, that's my song.
forgot the name of that song. I Don't Want to Stop Loving You, Girl. The last song you just played.
Oh, that's Gentle. Calling Your Name by Frederick.
Yeah.
This guy is so unknown. Like, you can't find that song anywhere. That song is so hard to come by. I remember looking for it for years. Nobody knew who sang it, nothing. Who sang it, who sung it, or anything. So, folks, we're talking about sensitive side of men on the Honey Suite. 3-4 No, wait, hold on. Scratch that. That's my phone number. Hold on. I need to focus. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one. We'll let you back on air. We still got Brick on the airwaves sitting here with a hand up. Hey, Brick. Okay, I guess she's not sitting here with her hand up.
You were mentioning something about guys and, you know, showing up in appearance and everything. You know, it really irks my nerves.
Mm.
There was this good-looking guy, and we were out at a club, and he had on, like, the button-down shirt with the white T-shirt up under it.
Uh-huh.
And the club was really hot that night. I remember he was like, oh, I got to take my shirt off. And he had holes in his T-shirt. I felt some kind of way about that. I was just like, if you have holes in your T-shirt.
Well, you know, guys don't. Well, you know, I got that too, because I know some guys that buy. Okay, so you have these guys that are not as fashion conscious, if you will. Like, I know guys that sit up there and they'll change their shorts, they'll change their shirt, and they'll change their socks, but they won't change their jeans. Like, they'll wear the same pair of jeans the whole month long until the jeans just look like, okay, they need to be washed. I don't know how they
do that. But see, guys can do that. Girls can't get away with that. Because if I could, I would.
A whole month straight without washing them?
Well, like, my brother used to take his, and he would have them kind of starched,
mm-hmm.
and they would never wash them. And he would wear them for, like, days in a row.
Mm.
And then he'll switch them out, put another pair, and just hang them up, and he'll come back to them.
Uh-huh. Just hang them out,
like,
the air dry? I mean, the air out?
Yeah, I guess he would let them air out. I mean, I don't know. And then, like, after maybe a couple months, he'd just throw them away and buy some new ones.
Right. Yeah, guys do that. And then there's those guys that don't go buy their own underwear. Like, their woman got to do that. They'll have, like, these old, dingy, holy moly underwear. Okay, so we host Swinger State of Mind radio show, and we host parties. And when it comes to dingy boxers, you should not be wearing those at the party.
No.
Like, I feel some type of, I really was starting to feel some type of way, because, especially when I first got into the life, because I was going out, getting my hair done, your nails done, your feet done, buying a new outfit, because you didn't want to be seen in the same outfit, you know, making sure everything was co-aesthetic, buying some new drawers and all that other good stuff. And then you get there, and you're looking at these dudes that have on these faded, holy, dingy, too small or too big boxes. It was just like, wait, what am I doing wrong?
I had a
dude
break out with some tidy whities. He had on bra.
Oh, yeah. I've had
and
those
they had a little sag in the booty area. We were like,
yeah.
Oh my God, he actually wore those, like,
yeah,
we had the
sexy
guys do like little sexy striptease dances.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and he had on the church socks too, girl. I was like,
right, the trouser socks. Yeah. What's that about?
Who's having sex with Uncle Petey? Yeah.
Right, exactly. Who's doing it? And then really felt some type of way. Shout out to my cat, Max. Max. Okay. I had a moment real quick. Max was like, is this heavy chick, don't get off of me? I laid
yeah,
back
I came
and I'm
the tidy whities with the childhood socks. You know, all they need is a white beaded T-shirt to just top that off right there.
And then, you know, okay, so let's even get into the fact of chest hair. Like,
I love it.
My thing is, if it's not, if it's patchy, shave that shit off. Like,
yeah,
that's not,
well, you're right about
even
that.
On your
you're
face.
Right.
Even on your face, if it's patchy, shave it off. If it's not looking like Burt Reynolds or, you know, somebody with just one big, you know, I guess patch, and it's just like little patches all over the place and bald spots in there, you need to get rid of that. That's what you call, and it's not nice and full. That look like little dirt balls.
The guy lost my virginity to used to let me shampoo his chest hair in the shower. So I love a full chest of hair.
Right, but it got to be a full chest of hair, like a beard. It got to be full.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing the patchy look.
Not little pebbles that's going to choke me or poke my eye out.
You know, and then they want us to do, you know, oh, we got to be shaved down here. It got to be bald. It got to be this. It got to be that. You got to, oh, come on, really? I mean, I do it for myself, but sometimes I don't feel like shaving down there. Next, I want to go El Natural, but then it's
I
a problem.
It vintage. It's vintage.
Vintage.
But you, have you ever seen a guy that was dressed vintage? I went out with a guy, and I always had a thing for older men, and I was, me and my homegirl had a double date, and we were laughing because we picked guys to go out with that were older than us.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys had a Corvette. You know, that says enough right there.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy drove, you know, he had a 300 Chrysler. But he had on a Hawaiian shirt.
He was sexy.
Oh, my God. He had good hair, too, like Al B. Shore.
Ooh, the good hair. I'm mad you said that. He had the good hair like Al B. Shore. I'm mad you said that.
And he pulled up with a Hawaiian shirt on. I was like, I'll take the dude in the Corvette. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, he just knew he was the bomb. He was clean. He was very respectable and nice and a gentleman. A little bit on the sensitive side when it came to me asking him about his style of dress. But yeah, he had on a bright Hawaiian shirt that had parrots in it that you couldn't really tell it was parrots inside of it because it was so many colors and prints.
So you was just really staring at his shirt.
Oh, I stared at most of the night. I mean, it was, we went and heard a band and get to the restaurant, the band is playing. I used to hook up one of the band members, but that's another story. Anyway, yeah, he had a Hawaiian shirt and he was old school. He opened the door for me. He kissed my hand. You know, everything was great. You know, stuff the shirt. Well, the sex was whack, too.
Oh.
He had
okay.
sensitive, you know what?
He had sensitive, you know
kind
of, what?
That's fine.
Oh, that's something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Ever had an emotional man in bed?
Oh, yeah.
Just got boo hooey on you in the middle of, like, what happened?
I'm so good. It's so good.
Right.
I'm so glad you're here with me. Oh, God, I love you. Oh!
What?
Oh!
What?
Oh!
Holy awesome. Horses. Pause, as they say. Pause. We get mad caught at.
Yeah. I've been riding a few and he's like, you know, oh, God, I can do this forever. Not what... or you're going to have my baby.
Woo! Girl. That is another story all of them. I don't know when that became a hot topic. When did that become a hot topic? I don't know when that became a hot topic. Mm-mm. I
that
had a dude sit up there. I had a guy ask me. He said, are you, he's like, would you like to be comfortable? Be, you know, have good money, you know, be rich, and not even be rich, but just live comfortably. And I was like, well, sure, who does it? You know, not even thinking nothing. He's like, well, I could do that for you. I was like, how? I mean, I had to go ahead and ask, how's that? Well, if you have my baby, I could put you on my life insurance. And if something happens to me, you can be a millionaire. Really?
And then
what fucked me up about the whole situation, here comes 50 Cent with have a baby by me, baby, and be a millionaire. Really, 50? Really? That's the new thing now?
What was going to be your lifestyle if he didn't die?
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I was just like, I'm done. I couldn't get that far. And I tell you this, though, when I said that, he never called me again. He just fell off the face of the earth when we finally went through that. And mind you, I tell all guys this in the beginning, and they tell you not to do that, but I do. I put all my cards out in the beginning. And I was like, you know, I'm not interested in having kids. You know, I'm not interested in being nobody baby mama or any of that, you know. And really, he was like really trying to convince me, oh, well, you're going to have my baby. What?
The money was like cookies on the doorstep. Come closer, crush. Closer. Have a baby.
Mind you, he already got a baby mama,
oh,
like three kids.
No.
See, I'm good.
I am fresh out of the egg, sorry.
He already had a baby mama with like three kids, and he was telling me how they live so comfortably in Westchester, and, you know, they got a five-bedroom house, and, you know, she's well taken care of. She got her own car, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, but you laying here with me. So, no, I'm good.
he wasn't sensitive. He was stupid.
He just, I don't know.
How do I?
Oh, wait. Yeah, shout out to Pandora. Where did Pandora come from? I don't know.
I remember I was dating this one guy, and I had to break up with him. And it was bad. Like, he was like, why? And everybody thought he was so fantastic. We had our first date. He took me down to the pier, and we were at the lighthouse, and we were out on the beach. The next day, he brought me, like, a stuffed puppy and a gift box full of Hershey Kisses and made me a music CD of all the songs that I liked while we were out on the beach.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit too sensitive.
Oh, wow. I remember them days making mixtapes. Like, that yeah. was, we was making mixtapes when mixtapes was popular. Like, now that's the thing. Like, they no longer making albums. Everybody's making mixtapes. And we was doing that back in, you know, you play all the songs. Like, I hope he get that message. Mm-mm. Yes. That was crazy. Trini, you trying to tell me you never made nobody a mixtape?
Oh, yes. I got a mixtape in my one of my bosses now.
Wow.
I was serious about mine. I didn't even realize I was doing a mixtape. I was just serious.
Right. Shout out to the folks that used to record from the radio. We didn't go and buy the song. We used to record it from the actual radio.
You sure did.
Shout out to them people that used to do that. Like, what? I ain't got money to buy it, so I'm going to record it from the radio.
I didn't know any better because we didn't have any money, period. So we would have a tape ready to go in a little boom box.
Right.
And when it would come on.
Just press record and play at the same time.
We have it on
pause. Look, record and play at the same time. You can just press record. You have to press record and play at the same time.
Yes. Yes. Had to push it down. That's why they used to be right next to each other.
All right, folks. You're tuned into the Honey Suite with LaCrush, and Miss Trinity Blake is on the phones with me. 805-830-8320. We're just talking about random stuff now. This would be the time of the day where I bring the honey pot, but I'm not going to introduce that this week. What I am going to do, though, is I'm going to invite you to like our Facebook page. Go like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/MyHoneySuite. That's SUITE, My Honey Suite, on Facebook. And I actually have been working hard on our brand new blog on Tumblr. You can go check that out at thehoneysuite.tumblr.com. I think it's purdy. I like it.
Everything you've been doing lately has been, like, really, really nice.
Huh?
everything you've done lately has been, like, really nice and colorful and...
Thank you. And bright.
And bright. Did you hit my background a few seconds ago?
Uh-uh.
Oh. I had a job play. I mean, who does it now, plays loud music in the street?
Oh. I live in New York City. What are you talking about?
You guys don't hear that?
That's normal for us. Like,
okay.
That's normal for us. I live in New York City, remember?
Okay, like, you were there today, like, sensitive, like, I'm very sensitive about sarcasm.
Uh-huh.
Are you? I mean, what is some of your sensitive points since you highlight the men?
There you go. Putting me on the spot. Did I just say I was sensitive? I don't like when people crack jokes about me.
So you don't like
if I'm not
sarcasm?
If I'm not in the middle, if I'm not the one cracking the joke, I don't like you to do it. You know, especially if I don't know you like that. Like, bitch, I don't know you. Like that, ooh, that get under my, that give me flashbacks. That's what that do, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all, like, far from it. I think that's where I get real sensitive at. If we just, like, hee-hee-ha-ha, and then you just say something, like, which is really really inappropriate for you to be saying because you don't know me like that. Like, I just met you, Trinity. Like, I just seen you face-to-face, and then you're going to make some weird comment. And it's like, really? And once again, I get into my invert mode. When something bothers me or something like that, I just learned I don't argue about it. I don't want to fuss about it. I don't want to. I just get inverted. I'm just, just quiet, tight lip.
I'm the same way. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to argue with you. I'll just shut down. Like, I'm done.
I'm done. That's it. Mm-mm-mm.
Unless I'm drinking.
But you know what? Our birthdays are coming up. Yay!
I know. I'm planning a party.
You're planning a party? You suck.
It's called Fangtasia.
It's called Fangtasia?
Fangtasia.
Oh.
You know, like the bar in True Blood?
Oh. I haven't watched that since the first season.
You're right. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Right.
Fangtasia.
I haven't watched that since the first season, so don't give me the line.
I'm having a Fangtasia party. A vampire party.
Oh. Everybody's going to be dressed up?
I hope so. I want everybody to come as vampires.
I can say something like that, and everybody going to go to the 99 cent store and get some teeth.
And I'm okay with it. It'd be much cheaper than going to get costumes with your regular clothes and your fangs.
Fangs and throw some red lipstick on. My party for the last 3 years have been called Scorpio Sextasy. And it has been swing parties. So.
Well, that party's going to be at the club. I think I'm going to have a private sex party. People have been asking me to do it, so. I think it's time. It's been months.
Right, because your birthday actually falls the week of Halloween, the first.
The day after Halloween on that Thursday. So we're going to do the party at the club the weekend before. And then that following Friday, I'm going to do the sex party.
Oh. Okay. So the weekend of your party is going to be that. I mean, the weekend of your birthday is going to be that party.
Right.
Okay.
The Halloween party is awesome. Private party
is
Friday.
Look, I'm all in your business, girl. You are tuned into the Honey Suite. We get all in Trinity business. Scorpio season is coming, folks. The hottest season of the year. The awesome season of the year. The most anticipated season of the year is going to be here in a lot of weeks. I mean, a lot of days. Why? Why does it seem like such a long month just to get to November?
Because it's highly anticipated.
I know, but damn. It's like every other month is short. now October got to be the long month. Like, is it me or October got like 40 days in it? Sheesh.
52 days in an extra light bill.
I know. It's like, damn, October?
I'm sensitive about my birthday, though. This will be the first time I've actually planned a birthday party in almost 10 years.
Wow. Why?
Because I think it's bad luck to plan your own birthday party.
Oh. Well, if I don't do it, ain't nobody else going to do it for me.
I know. So, like, really, the club thing is going to be happening anyway. And at Friday party, it's going to be very low maintenance. If you want to come, you can. If not, oh, well.
So what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to go on my little break, come back, and we're going to talk about it, because that's what we do. You're listening to The Honey Sweet with LaCrush, 805-830-8320. Keep it going with some tunes.
Oh, swear that they are true. I'm all you'll ever need. Good love is so hard to find, and I won't waste your time. Satisfaction is guaranteed. I'll be the lover that you need to break you off in the middle of the night. I'll take a little trip downtown. I'll be the freak you need in your life. And I know,
girl, you'll never find another one as good as me. So you better represent.
Chat room. I got my homie and co-host of Swing and State of Mind, Miss Trinity Blake, still in line with me. Shout out to the 267 and the 231, Softly Spoken from Chi-Town. Everybody that's checking us out tonight, we are on this honey suite talking about sensitive side of men, our birthdays, a little bit of everything, and we had a very good time. Shout out to Mr. Anonymous. Happy birthday to you once again. Brick, all the people that checked us out, everybody that called in and shared their stories and their opinions, really do appreciate it. We'll be back here next week with another great show. So now this show is in development. This is the tentative topic. However, like us on Facebook, check out our blog, all that good stuff. I will be posting, you know, eventually what the original topic will be. But the tentative topic for next week is pay to play versus play for pay. Right. Pay to play versus play for play. Pay. Play for pay. Say that five times real quick. That's like a tongue teaser. So it's about, you know, our priorities as women and our priorities as men when it comes to sex and different sex-only type relationships, you know. Because in the midst of guys telling me, like, listen, I just want to have sex, no feelings, no this, no that, my logic is like, okay, I can understand that, but that's not my priority. My priority is taking care of me. I can be a no feelings, just lay there like a lump and not care about what's going on. I can have that personality. I can do that for 5 minutes because you're not going to get no longer than that. But my priority is survival. So if you want that, then you're going to have to compensate me for doing that. You know, I'm going to need some type of compensation. And I'm going to get all into why I need some compensation for that. So tune in next week to the Honey Suite, 805-830-8320. Save the number to your phone. Check out our blog and get updates and everything. Everything about the Honey Suite at thehoneysuite.tumblr.com. You know, visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com, because I think next week that's going to be my topic. So we definitely should have a hotline next week. So definitely save that. We're on Facebook again, www.facebook.com/myhoneysuite. That's SUITE, My Honey Suite. And what else? I'll be back on air again, co-hosting with Trinity Blake for Swingers State of Mind radio show. This is a shower, 2 hours, where we talk about the swingers lifestyle. Because, you know, that's how we're doing it. And that's on Wednesday, October 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. The call-in number is the same, 805-830-8320. And it's going to be right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. And our chat is sponsored by the social network, theswingcity.ning.com. So that's a whole different chat room there, whole different set of people. They are a real awesome group of people, theswingcity.ning.com. So you want to sign up, make a free account. Don't worry, we don't spam. And join us on there, get your own profile, create videos, create blogs, join groups, all that. You know, we're painting the Swing City pink this month in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. So the whole site is pink and pretty. So definitely go check that out. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, Swing and State of Mind radio show. We also will be talking about the confidentiality in the lifestyle. To reveal or not to reveal. Do you tell your family? Do you don't tell your family? Do you keep it a secret? If you do, you know, what are some techniques you use? All that good stuff we'll be talking about tomorrow on the show. So definitely want to check it in. Check us out tomorrow. And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to leave y'all with my song of the night because I started off with a song. I'm going to leave with a song. And the song I'm going to choose, I think it's a sexy song. It's such a sexy song. And it does it for me. It really does. I like it. I feel some type of way when I hear it. And on that note, I'm going to say enjoy your week. Have a blessed week. Have fun this week. And tune in next week. Later.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Take off that Gucci, this and Louis that. Break out the Magnum, go swell pack. And then I'll lay you down on the back. and get that body going. Bite your bottom lip, that's sexy too. Let your eyes roll back as I do. And I'm so hard, like a brick of white heart. Like a mountain on top, like a rim shot drum. When you give me some, I rock the Marvin and the Barry White. You holler, rock this thing, boy, all night. I'll let you ride it like Ferrari. Got your body soaking wet, sweating like Safari. From sundown till the white turns gray. We sex, sex, sex to the next day. That's how it is. Every time we mingle, I make a good boyfriend. Tell him that she's single. She's single. Tonight she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. I give her a kiss and a little hug. Jersey number 69. I'm all on her, she's all on mine. She said, microphone's her favorite song, so I keep it G, put it on, and let her perform. Yeah. She called me Mr. Marathon. Like a distance runner, I perform. Where I stroke and taste it, and taste it. Yeah. Man, it's no wonder that she's single. Yeah. Tonight she's single. Game over, it's a wrap.